This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our last caller, at the very end of the last hour, just to bring you up to speed in case you're just now tuning in, he says that the United States is not a religious country.
Anymore.
And I brought up the statistic from Gallup polls from 2012, December of 2012. This, you know, maybe there's a more recent one. I don't imagine it's changed drastically in a year and a half. But the statistic was that 77% identify as Christian. You throw in Jewish, Muslim, Mormon, and other non-Christian, and then you get up to...
Mormons are considered non-Christians?
Maybe. Well, maybe they do.
Probably not to the Mormons.
Well, anyway, you add in the rest of them, and then you get a total of, in 2012, 15.6% who have no religious identity whatsoever, 2.2% give no response. So less than 20%. Do not identify as religious. A solid 80% of people, adults in the United States, identify as religious. But yet he says it's not a religious country. And then when I cite those statistics, he says, well, you know, that's just what people say. Their actions speak louder than words. And he went on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very difficult to know what was the case in the past. Like, were Americans much more religious in the 1770s than they are today? I don't know the answer to that. They're probably more superstitious. Does that mean the same thing?
It could.
It could mean the same thing, or it could mean, you know, something entirely different. I don't know. But I can tell you that many of the founding fathers did not identify as Christians. Benjamin Franklin was a deist, as was John Adams, as was Thomas Jefferson, quite possibly George Washington. Deism that was the Enlightenment thing, religion out there. There's a God, but he's not concerned about justice or truth or anything like that. I tend to have a belief system very similar, but I find the idea of a theocracy, that if we would only get back to religion, very scary. Because when people say that, they never mean somebody else's religion. You know what I don't want? I don't want Muslims taking over America. I don't want Mormons taking over this country. I definitely don't want the Amish taking over. Can you imagine if they took over and said everybody gets rid of their cars tomorrow?
I don't know. Quaker government it is, then.
Well, first of all, the Amish wouldn't seek power like that, I don't think.
Well, the Quakers, Amish, many of the peace churches don't believe in using the political system. Also,
I think if the Amish somehow had, if we woke up tomorrow morning and the Amish were in charge of the federal government, we'd probably see the government wiped away. Those guys don't like the state at all.
You're like, oh, shove it, and you just go break the law and do whatever you want.
Let's bring Jason on here. He's in Hurricane, Utah, where I don't imagine hurricanes actually happen very often. Do they, Jason? You guys get hurricanes in the middle of Utah, South Utah?
You know, they actually call it, they actually pronounce it hurricane, which is really funny.
Hurricane.
The accent here. Hurricane. I don't like that. But the wind blows really hard here because we're out in the desert, and so that's why they called it. I got a special treat for you guys. I'm actually a Mormon, and I'm a rare Mormon because I'm very libertarian Mormon, and Mormons are Christian. And by the way, you talk about you don't want somebody to take over the government. You guys have ever read Ezra Taft Benson, who was a Mormon? You should be familiar with his works because he wrote a little book called The Proper Role of Government, which is a fantastic primer on the proper role of government. I highly suggest you guys check it out and read it.
It's a blank book, then?
No, you really got to read it if you're not familiar with it. Seriously, you'll be blown away. And he was
I'll check into it, but I would like to. Well, I'd like to point out that there are lots of Mormons in the Liberty Movement. So, some of my favorites.
Yeah, but hey, I just wanted to kind of like. I love you guys, but I kind of want to go toe-to-toe with you on picking on Jesus.
Excellent.
Because, you know, if Jesus was alive today, he would be a libertarian for sure. And
there's the anarcho-teachings of Yeshua.
I read that when I was in jail.
There's some really good stuff out there that backs up what you say. I tend to agree with that assessment, but I like to look at Jesus the way I like to look at him, you know, and for me, he's this guy talking about how to get in touch with God and, you know, talking about the right way to do some things, the wrong way to do things. And, you know, that's the Jesus I dig. But you can look at that same book and you can draw a completely different individual out of that. You know, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword to set, you know, brother against brother, mother against son, and the whole thing.
I am not come to abolish the old law or the prophets, but to fulfill.
Yeah, and all this stuff. And, you know, people can interpret it different ways. And the problem I have isn't with Jesus. It's with the Bible.
Look, no, I got a big problem with Jesus.
Well,
that
Jason,
guy was here right now.
What did you want to say about it, Jason? Go ahead.
Well, that, I'm here to set you guys straight, because when I look at Jesus, I think of the biggest anti-state rebel that there ever was. I mean, Jesus got killed because he went against the state, and everything he did was like basically, I mean, to use a, I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's a middle finger to the state. Everything he did, and that's why they killed him. So I mean,
yeah, it's a shame more Christians don't actually try to be like him. You know, which is what you're supposed to be as a Christian, right? You're supposed to be Christ-like.
There's lots of
libertarian
Christians. The way, and the only reason any of us know that story is because governments, like, forced it upon people for, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, right?
I've never been forced. The government never forced the Jesus story on me.
No, maybe not on you, per se, but, I mean, throughout the history of mankind, religions have been foisted upon the citizenry by kings and,
that's true.
You know, and that's how these things become popular, right? Like, who would, like, pick up the Bible today and be like, wow, this is a fascinating read, and like not realize that it was not you know, something that was global, if you will, right? I mean, it's like, no, I don't think there's anybody who would pick up the Bible as like just a fascinating read. It's something that they picked up because of this religion concept that has been, you know, forced upon people for a really long time. And in the absence of all that force, I don't think that we'd have nearly the problem with religion that we do today.
And Mark, while there are Christians who are libertarians, it's certainly not close to a majority of them. What I was lamenting was that it's too bad most Christians don't bother to emulate their own, you know, supposed savior. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. Like you guys are saying earlier, and I tend to agree with this to a point where you're like, I don't want Muslims to take over the government. I don't want Mormons to take over the government. But from my frame, when I study my own religion and the tenets of Christianity, I'm like, hey, man, we believe in this principle called free agency, which basically means you have the choice to choose whatever you want. And the way I see that is, Christ said, hey, you can choose whatever you want. You know, it's highly suggested that you don't, but I'm not going to take that choice away from you. And that's like the bedrock of liberty and freedom right there. It's the ability to choose. It's like drugs. Like, I don't think drugs are good, but I think they should be legal because people have that free agency to choose. And that's
right.
That's
and in my opinion, you're not a good Christian if you want to put somebody in a jail cell because they've decided to take a, you know, a drug or drink some alcohol or something.
Tyler's right. All the evidence is that Jesus came to stand against those that were all in, you know, all for the law and that kind of thing.
But didn't Jesus also stand for altering one's consciousness? I mean, didn't the guy turn water into wine?
That is true.
He did. I don't think you don't turn water into wine.
I don't think it's actually true, but it's in the book.
You don't turn water into wine just to look at it. You know, you don't turn water into wine just to show off. Yeah. You turn water into wine so people drink it, ultimately.
I would turn water into wine just to show off. Like, if I could do that, I'd be like, hey, sweetheart, look at this, and pick up girls with it.
Yeah, but there's only one way you can know it's real wine. You have to drink it.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want them to drink it and take their clothes off, but I'm just saying that, like, I would do it just to show off.
Thanks, Jason, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Lucas is in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Lucas.
Well, I've got a broader point, but I do want to address the point you just made about wine, that in that era, one major reason for drinking wine was that it was more difficult in some circumstances to find potable water.
Oh, yeah.
And that if people were bathing in rivers or washing clothes in rivers, then they were drinking dirty water, and wine wasn't dirty. It was sanitary.
Yep.
So there may be another reason besides getting drunk. But the bigger issue is
but you drank the wine and you got drunk.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But Christians who are libertarians who call you will tell you that Jesus was a libertarian. Christians who are Republicans who call you will tell you Christians Jesus was a Republican.
Yeah, well.
By the way,
yeah, he was practically a bomber pilot. They will.
Lucas, hang on. Thanks. If you've got more, you can hang on. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves.
Can't you see Jesus driving a tank through Baghdad?
Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Those toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. Those are brought to you by ProXPN. That is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, and that means your internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on you, which is what they're probably doing right now. They're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, in some cases keeping those logs for as many as 5 years. And so you can stop that from happening. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their free software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices, plus Linux users. Setup's a little different for you, but it's pretty easy to get going with Linux as well. And you'll be protected from your internet service provider looking in on what you're doing. proxpn.com/FTL. You can, by the way, get one account that works for all of your devices simultaneously, which means you don't have to have a separate account for each device, and promo code FTL50 gets you 50% off the price of the annual account. That breaks the price down to around $5 per month. Now, that upgrades you to the premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN also doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So use promo code FTL50 to save that 50% off the annual account. That's good for the lifetime of the account. Or save even more with code FTLBTC and then pay with Bitcoin for the annual account, and you'll save 62% there. So get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here in the studio with you tonight, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Lucas. He's in Raleigh listening to Talk Radio 850. Lucas, you barely had, I don't think we even had a minute with you earlier, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. So to sum up my previous point, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, I don't care what party you're from, each party thinks Jesus would be theirs if he lived today. And more importantly, Baptists don't all agree on the role of religion in government. Catholics don't all agree. They're pretty evenly split. Protestants are split. And Protestants don't agree with Catholics, and they don't agree with Baptists. And they don't agree with Mormons about exactly the role of government. The more important point, then, if we go back to our founding fathers, who were products of the Enlightenment, which was about use of reason and science and observing the world and not guessing about what would happen to us in afterlife or relying on a single book, which has many interpretations to decide what our laws should be. They decided that our laws should be based on what we can see, what we can predict, and those things are not, the Bible doesn't tell us what Russia's going to do next year. So the founding fathers said, well, maybe those things ought to be left to this religion, ought to be left to each individual to decide for themselves. And government shouldn't draw its dictates from religion, but instead should draw its dictates from the facts that we face in the world. And those are things that we can see, that we can touch, taste, and smell. And we don't know for sure who is saved and who is not. This is always in dispute and always will be until we actually have God here on earth telling us. And he could do Lucas, so indisputably if he wanted to.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may join us as Lucas has done. You can also join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm.
I used to be a very big Christian. And
How'd you lose the weight?
And the thing that just sort of at some point kind of messed me up was, if God, I'm told the Bible is the unerring word of God, that it's written by him through 47 or whatever the number is, people, and that, you know, 63 books, 47 people. I don't know if I've got those numbers exactly right, but they're in the ballpark. And, but, you know, when I start thinking about God writing a book for humans, he could have done a lot better of a job.
Yeah, God's a lousy author.
He could have left out all those begats. That would be really awesome.
Oh, the Bible's so hard to read. And it's just terrible.
And you wouldn't, like, you know, maybe there'd be a better explanation, like in the New Testament, better explanation for, like, why he wanted to kill all those peoples and all those cities.
It's such a lame way to put a message out there. I mean, for a God. I mean, it's relying on these men who are imperfect, right? Not only are you relying on the individual authors of those books, but then you're also relying on the translators of those books and the people who edited the books together in the first place. So there's several sets of hands that each one of those books has passed through before it actually reaches the hands of the reader.
And I'm not even sure why we're reading things like Peter and Paul's epistles and all those things. Why do we even care what those people think? We had Jesus on the planet for three 3 years. The guy never bothered to write a thing down.
Well, some people say he didn't exist.
Well, there's some evidence for it, but I don't know. I don't think the Jesus that we see today, that we interpret today, is the one that existed. I think
usually they picture him as a white guy. But they're good, he's not a white guy if he did exist.
There's very likely, there certainly was somebody named Yeheshua from Nazareth who likely was, in fact, a Pharisee. But I know that Pharisees, aren't very popular as a Bible because it was written 100 years later after Jesus was around. But he was a teacher, and that's what Pharisees were. And so, you would think that this guy who's highly literate, right, by all, he's teaching
he's
the scribes at 12. He's highly literate, should have written all this stuff down for us, and it would have been really nice if he would have carved it into granite and left it on the side of some mountain someplace. That way it couldn't have been changed. But at the very least,
I think he knew that his dad was just going to hire some people to do it later anyway. I mean, why would he go through the effort?
Yeah, why would he?
Taking notes and carving stones, it just seems...
Why couldn't God just... wait a minute. The Ten Commandments on the stones, right? Didn't those supposedly come from God, or was it Moses who chinked those away?
Yep. Yeah, Moses certainly did that. And I don't know.
Why can't God just, make himself a Bible, right? Well, like,
he should have figured this whole internet thing out a couple thousand years ago, and then we'd have it all straightened out. And then he could use Google Translate instead
totally
of having
God.com,
King James.
Right? Like, God.
BibleReference.com and stuff like that. I go there and look for, when I'm trying to demonize religions, I'll go and look for, the nastiest interpretation from, they've got different versions of the Bible, and then you find the one that sounds the most horrific, and then you use that when you're arguing with religious people. I love that.
Well, the way I see it is that you can certainly the Bible could be an issue of faith, right? Like God didn't write all this stuff down on stone tablets for us because we have to have a certain level of faith. But it would be nice to just let's do away with the ambivalence. And issues today in the year 2000 would have been important to put in the Bible because you're not just writing it for the people of that era. It's being written for people 2,000 years in the future. If you're a God to whom time is meaningless,
Yeah, an omniscient God should have told us about Facebook. We should have been warned about this thing.
Right. Don't upload naked pics of yourself on the internet. All my children, lend your ear. Do not put up naked pics on the internet. It's not very long. It's 7 words or something. That could have been put in the Bible. It would have been really awesome if we would have known that. Here, my children, wash your hands after you go poop.
That would have helped a lot of people.
That would have been some really good stuff instead of sowing seeds and the rich man and the eye of the needle and the camel and stuff. I don't know what that stuff means.
You're thou shalt not pay for porn. It's free in the future.
Free number.
A definitive word on how good or bad porn is would be really awesome, too.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I think the answer is porn is both good and bad. There's terrible porn and there's good porn, right?
I disagree. There's no such thing as bad porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You just haven't seen enough yet. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves here. You can also join us on Skype using LRN.FM.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the question of when do you have to show identification to the police? Mark has a story about that, brings that issue to the forefront. I think it's worth talking about. We can do that here in a little bit. But of course, your calls come first. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE+. We are about to offer you a free pound of coffee.
Yeah, what do you want? A free pound of coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, please go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your free pound. You sign up for a subscription there. You can cancel it at any time. You get your free pound. You can enjoy it or you hate it or whatever. You can just knock off the subscription. You don't have to worry about it again. But if you continue with that subscription.
No one's ever said this is bad coffee.
No, this is great coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee. You will not find coffee better than BuzzBox coffee.
And our listeners would tell us if it was bad coffee.
Yeah. They send me emails thanking me for the opportunity. And what they're excited about, and what I'm excited about, is the ability to give microloans through Kiva.org. BuzzBox cares about how they, their impact. And not only do they have coffee co-ops that their workers can, get their own coffee farm and work in, they really do the whole helping people out really well. What do they call that? With coffee, they're always doing fair trade. Many companies, their fair trade, completely bogus. BuzzBox, what they call fair trade, is something to admire. So check them out, coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound and help us help change people's lives. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue your calls about what you want. John is listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned in to Talk Radio 850. Go ahead.
Carl Sagan came up with a great way of solving this problem a number of years ago. He proposed
what problem?
The problem of the proof of God. He said, okay, if God wanted to prove he existed for all time, he would build into our natural universe a code. So a number like pi, which is a number that occurs no matter where in the universe you are. If you compare the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its radius, you get a number that has an infinite number of digits. And that number of digits could be a code. But he could have easily just put in the Bible, and the ratio between the circumference and the radius is 3.141592653589794626433.
That's
far
enough.
He could have run out 1,000 digits.
Showing
exactly
off now.
He could have run out 1,000 digits. Well, there are people now who can recite 80,000 digits of pi from memory. So what I did was not impressive.
They're fun
at all.
Parties.
Are you serious?
Exactly. But he could have, yeah, I'm serious.
I was getting a little bit worried about how many you had recited. 80,000?
I did like 25. I think I did 25.
How does anyone check them?
Well, we can check them. We use, precise measuring instruments and a computer to figure these things out.
So let me see. Maybe I misunderstood what you said.
I think what he's saying is that God is a dessert food.
Well, I think God could have put pie in the Bible. He could have.
Okay, just to be clear, what you're saying is, I just want to make sure. I want to repeat back what you're saying, so I can make sure I've understood it. This is, the essence of good communication: to repeat what the person's telling you, they know you listened. So what you're saying is that you think God should have put, to prove God is God, that God should have written, instead of all the text that's in the Bible, he should have just put pi down to however many thousands of digits to prove.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is he would have written all the rest of it, because that tells us what we should do, how we should behave, what's
and
right
so he
wrong.
Should have thrown that in as an addendum or an appendix or something like that?
Then we would know we would be able to prove, in fact, that someone who understood math way better than anybody could have understood it back then. Because it's impossible to run out, 1,000 or 10,000 digits of pi without a computer and precise.
Well, you could also argue that, there's plenty of math in the universe, and that is God's signature.
Well, except that none of that's in the Bible.
That's proving the Bible, not proving God.
Right. I mean, the Bible is not necessarily God, right?
You're correct. But math by itself doesn't prove the existence or non-existence of God. But if that math were in the Bible, or say the molecular weight of hydrogen was in the Bible, run out to 1,000 digits, then that would prove indisputably that the Bible was the accurate word of God.
There's very little that could actually prove the existence of God, though, right?
But that would do it. If something
for you,
naturally
so you're saying
sure,
for
I'm
you
saying,
that
I'm
would
saying,
do it.
I'm saying for people who need factual proof.
Chris,
no
would that persuade you? Chris is the atheist.
This is, with all due respect, this is complete nonsense. Silly, right? Like, if God had just told us what pi was in the Bible, I mean, we were just talking about God talking about Facebook and, sending new text messages and stuff like that.
He could have done that too.
Right.
Then we could have called something Facebook. The relationship between the circumference of a circle and the radius is immutable. It exists everywhere in the universe, and it doesn't matter what language you use, you'll come up with the same string of digits.
If God had tried to tell us about pi, then people in different countries would disagree what pi was and kill each other.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That doesn't prove God exists. That just would prove that somebody was really good at figuring out, numbers.
Yeah, somebody figured out pi, and whatever.
And there's also other
possible
explanations.
It would give darn irrefutable proof to the Bible.
No, it wouldn't. There's always another possible explanation. There's a difference between irrefutable proof and then other possible explanations. So the other possible explanation is that it was put there by an alien.
That's fine.
That doesn't prove
God's an alien.
What is God then? Is God something that's more than just an alien, or is any old alien that can, subjugate you or know what pi is down to 30,000 digits, is that what God is?
Potter and Mary Poppins.
If the alien wants to subjugate you, you better stop asking questions about who God is.
That's fine, Mark, but you didn't. That's a good way to dodge my question.
I don't know. God is a sufficiently powerful being, is what God is.
Marvin the Martian.
Well, the traditional definition of a god is one that is essentially all-knowing, right? one that is all powerful.
No, that's you're putting your whole spin on it. If you look at Thor,
my whole spin.
You look at Odin, you look at Greek and Roman gods. These gods were constantly getting in tiffs with each other. Many gods from around the world. You know,
promiscuous
there's stories,
little suckers too.
Yeah, there's stories of conflict.
I wasn't putting my spin on it. I was talking about the kind of the classic Christian definition of a god.
Right. Well, that's what you're saying God is, and that's not. That's the Christian God. Mm-hmm. The Christian God has the whole
omnipotent,
omnipresent thing going on. So that's the stuff that gets really confusing, because if sinning is something you can think and God knows everything, then God knows what it's like to run a threesome on a donkey, right? Or something like that.
Yes, God would know that because
he would know what it was like to lust after that, which then puts you in this quandary whether that's sinful or not.
So you're now talking about God going to see the donkey show? I'm not.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that, you know, if you could see everything, that you would see some...
You'd seen it before if you were God, right? Yeah. You don't need to go again.
You'd be like, she's going down on the donkey.
You created the donkey show. You are the donkey show, right? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So I want to come back around to something that came up at the very... I think it was the end of the last hour. The statement that drugs... And this was the one you agreed with the caller on, Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
That drugs pacify people. That drugs do not lead to more freedom. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that was sort of what the guy on the phone was saying.
Yeah, you pretty much quoted me there. I don't think that drugs necessarily lead to more freedom or more productivity.
I don't think they necessarily do, but could they?
I know some people who smoke weed and manage to be productive in some fashion. Yeah. I can't relate to this at all. I smoke weed and I lay down and I wait for it to stop. my own drinking does not assist me in being an activist. Right, it doesn't assist me in being a content
drug
producer.
Activism generally is not better activism.
No, it's not. And then, you know, hangovers create laziness and whatever. I mean, you know, all different drugs have their different effects and side effects and whatnot. So I do obviously have a very big problem with the war on drugs, but I don't like the idea that I think some people have tried to pitch that, you know, liberty, you know, has something to do with drug use. Right?
No, I would never say that.
I know, and I know you're not saying that, but I know a lot of other people who do. Right.
But I know that my own personal road did lead me, you know, smoking pot was a big thing that helped me find the ideas of freedom.
Yeah, and I got a driving arrest and almost ended up in prison for 4.5 years, and that helped me find freedom.
We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it. And then once you're approved, you're good to go to call us on Skype any old time you darn well feel like it. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us over at freetalklive.com. So do that and have fun over there because that website's free, unlike those other talk show hosts who would like to charge you for their site. So again, go to freetalklive.com and join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what you can do is send $5 a month into Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. That $5 makes a big difference for us because it allows us to reach out to new radio stations, and we're going to have some really good news for people in Indianapolis coming soon. So we're going to reach out to new radio stations and bring this, the show to as many listeners on the radio as possible. We also want to advertise to more internet listeners, get them tuned in. Plus, we'd like to expand our satellite coverage around the world as well. We know we're listened to over in places as far away as Cameroon, Africa, thanks to our free-to-air satellite coverage. So all of that's possible. You can help with it for $5 a month. Plus, you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and the AMP Only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about drugs and liberty. And I just want to make clear, I would not make a statement, Chris Campbell, you weren't saying I made this statement, right, but apparently some people have made this statement or something similar to it, that you know you have to take drugs to find freedom or something
Not necessarily you have to take drugs to find freedom, but that these things are somehow intertwined or something. And I don't know exactly, I don't have a quote
there's
for you.
There's plenty of straight-edge people that understand what freedom is, right? I mean,
right,
there's plenty
of those certainly.
Folks.
You know, Take, for example, legalizing marijuana in Colorado and Washington, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have this this huge demographic of people who is, you know, terrified that the government is going to arrest them to take their drugs away, to find them, to take their kids away and stuff like this.
Yes.
And then, so we can generally say that, you know, taking that threat away from those folks is generally a positive thing. I don't want those people in jail any more than you do, obviously.
Absolutely. Those people are mostly productive folks. They've got jobs, and you know, taking them away from that is a harm to them personally as well as the economy.
There was a story recently, I think it was out of Colorado, where a little girl was taken, a small child was taken from her family because her dad, actually, yeah, it was Colorado, where it was legal to smoke marijuana, but the Child Protective Services took the child away from him, and then the foster mother killed it. So
wow. And this is post-marijuana legalization?
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with marijuana, or they just...
Yeah, it was about marijuana. That was the reason the child was taken from the home.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's, you know, and then, okay, so then we're going to legalize a drug and then take your kids away for using it. That's
wonderful
things from government.
Alcohol is legal, and you could conceivably have your kid taken away for consuming enough.
Yeah, half the time, certainly. You know, but I don't necessarily know when that happened. I think it happened in Washington first. And when it happened, I wrote an article. I said marijuana legalization does not advance liberty, because what you actually have now is all these people who are you know, all too happy to pay taxes on their marijuana now. That you're actually throwing money into the coffers of the state, and this huge demographic of people who was once very concerned with what the government was going to do to them now thinks like the government's their friend or something.
I'd be interested to hear what people think about that. I mean, it's speculative what you're saying there, right? And I get where you're coming from. And certainly the history I've had with cannabis smokers, I remember when I was younger in Florida knowing quite a few of them down there, that, you know, they were apathetic. But then again, so is almost everyone. Right. So I don't think apathy is something that's unique to the cannabis user, you know, whether or not, even though Florida didn't even have a chance at decriminalization, I guess right now there's some sort of ballot measure coming up in Florida, I think for medical.
Yeah.
Medical cannabis oil or CBD cannabis oil. So it's not really a great medical proposal, but there's some progress going on down there. But I remember talking about this issue with folks and, you know, trying to get them to go out and vote for the Libertarian Party, because I was a big Libertarian Party activist back then, and being disappointed that they wouldn't do it. But it wasn't necessarily a problem with pot smokers. It's just a problem with people in general being apathetic.
Certainly. But I do believe that, look, I mean, if, like I said, it's still illegal
to smoke pot in public in Colorado.
And I do, of course, know some very productive pot smokers and creative people who smoke weed. In my experience, and I imagine that I'm not alone in this, pot makes me lazy. Pot makes my head foggy. It doesn't, you know, it certainly doesn't make me creative or smart or anything like that. And I imagine that, you know, there's got to be a huge demographic of pot smokers out there that suffer the exact same condition
I do
smoking marijuana. So I don't think it's a particularly, like, helpful thing in general. I mean, it's not bad.
But on the other hand,
you know,
I mean, there's plenty of artists, plenty of people in the, you know, the creative world, like movie making and places like that, the radio business. I mean, my gosh, if you drug tested a radio station, half those people would be out the door the next day for failing those drug tests.
So they still have people who work at radio stations? That's so awesome. I thought they were all gone.
Yes, there are still people who work at radio stations. There's been a lot of automation, obviously, but of the people who remain, you know, you don't have to be too bright to push some buttons or whatever. So, yeah, there's a lot of talented people.
No offense to the board op.
I board op for a long time, and I'm technically board oping right now as we do the show. But, you know, so my point being that there's a lot of people with talent who've used cannabis, and some of them will credit their drug use with their creative excursions, and I don't doubt that either. So while I don't doubt that there are people who get lazier while they use cannabis, I think there are also people to whom the opposite occurs.
Yeah, right? I agree with you.
Because everybody's unique, everybody's different. These drugs will affect people in different ways.
Certainly. And like I said, I mean, I know people who are creative and smart and productive on weed, and I can't understand it for the life of me. I just find it so strange. So.
Well, maybe you just haven't found the right weed. Some would argue that. Some of would argue that there are different strains of cannabis out there, and that maybe some will make you feel lazy, but others might, you know, brighten your creativity.
This came up the other day, like an indica versus a sativa or something like
that.
Those
are the two of the main different strains, I guess. I don't know if strain's the right term, but genus? Are those genuses?
I don't know.
I've never really grown cannabis, so I don't really know what the difference is. But, you know, within the genuses, there are different strains of cannabis species or whatever. The blueberry, Kush, and the AK-47, and all these different names. So, no, I would never say that drug use leads to liberty. I think there's certainly an argument that some people do drugs, and then they become shiftless losers. Or maybe they were already shiftless losers, and then they stayed shiftless losers when they started doing drugs.
Right.
But then there's also the reverse argument, and that is that that using drugs could open people's minds to things that they hadn't really considered before. Like, that's what happened with me, where I smoked pot as a teenager, and that opened my mind to the fact that I've been lied to by the police. You know, they told me that drugs were bad, and that all drugs were the same, and that pot was as bad as heroin, and things like that. And that's when I started to realize I'd been told lies. I'd always kind of been anti-authority, but that didn't mean that I didn't disbelieve the police. You know, I believed the things I was taught in DARE class, and having an experience with drugs brought all that crashing down.
DARE was an interesting thing for me, right? So, like, prior to DARE, I had, like, no interest in doing drugs, right? And then I took the DARE class, and I was like, wow, if people are ruining their lives to smoke this stuff, it must be pretty awesome.
Really?
I guess I should try this.
You made that conclusion in fifth grade?
I think I took it in sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah. And then as soon as I got to junior high, then I had access to drugs, and I was like, oh, I'll do drugs all the time. You know?
And it didn't lead you to freedom, the drug use.
No, it didn't. Yeah. I mean, I stopped far from it. It got me locked up. You know, yeah. I mean, well, you know, I got arrested a bunch of times and whatever, and was involved in, you know, illegal activities outside of drugs and stealing and stuff like that. And, you know, I have friends who became heroin addicts. I became a very heavy cocaine user, shooting the stuff and everything. So, I mean, I did not find any sort of freedom from drugs. What ultimately led me to liberty was getting a DWI arrest in New York and thinking I was going to go to prison for 4.5 years. And I started studying for my defense, but I certainly wouldn't credit drunk driving or the war on drinking drivers and stuff like that with, you know, anything positive,
sure.
Right? It just happened to be that this terrible
that
thing that I ran into that, you know,
that was
made
the aggression
really
of the state. That was the eye opener for you. And I think that happens to a lot of people. Of course, that doesn't mean I want people to experience that, but ultimately, the fact is when the state comes down on you for some nonsense, whether it's doing drugs or whether it's drinking and driving safely, or whether it's, you know, fixing a road, as we were talking about in the beginning of the show with the folks in the United Kingdom who fixed a road out in front of their houses, and now the government's coming after them. And surprise, surprise.
Turn their speed bumps into potholes.
Surprise, surprise. Those people are now upset and shocked at the government. They were already angry at the government for not fixing the road. Now they really have come to understand the true nature of the state. And when you best the state, when you show them up for the inefficient, stupid, aggressive group of people that they can be, then they get really jealous about that, and they get upset, and then they will aggress against you further.
They sure do.
So there's much more to discuss here tonight. Mark Edge will be talking about a situation in a car where a police officer demanded the identification of one of the passengers in the car. And sort of the classic, you know, suggestion on this show is that if you're a passenger in most places, as far as I know, in the United States, you don't have to identify
right.
yourself. So we'll find out more about what happened in this case and the questions that Mark would like to raise, all coming up at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up on Free Talk Live in moments.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.